Here are headline stories from Elgin Newspapers 100 Years Ago Today, brought to you by the Elgin Area Historical Society. I'm Linda Rock. The stories today were in Elgin Newspapers on July 13, 1921. Swimmers, attention! The Fox River is not a desirable place in which to swim. It is polluted and may be a source of typhoid or intestinal diseases. This is the pronouncement of Dr. A.H. Mann, city physician, made this morning. Dr. Mann said, "The Fox River is not a desirable place to swim. The swimmer venturing into the Fox River is taking a great chance." "Would you advise people not to swim in the river?" Dr. Mann was asked. "I would emphatically disapprove of swimming in the river," he replied. With the temperature soaring above 100 degrees today and no relief in sight from the heat, which has gripped this vicinity for weeks, Elgin and surrounding towns sweltered and tried various methods of keeping cool. Damage to fruits and vegetables in transit was reported by local wholesalers, who declared that several carloads of potatoes had been spoiled by the excessive heat. F. H. Witherall and J. R. Delancey have purchased the ice cream manufacturing business of the Kind Baking Company on McBride Street. The transaction was completed this morning. They will continue the operation of the ice cream manufacturing business. Four young men, dressed partly in Army uniform and carrying sleeping blankets, arrived in Elgin this morning on the 9 o'clock Aurora car and have stolen two Ford cars from the business district. Two of the young men are being held in the city jail, while armed officers are trailing the other two men in the second Ford car, which they stole this morning. That's it for today. Be sure to tune in again for more news from 100 years ago. And don't forget to visit the Elgin History Museum, located in Old Main at 360 Park Street. You can find its hours of operation and programs offered by the Elgin Historical Society at www.elginhistory.org.